Hey there, today I am joined by Will from House Party Protocol to reunite him with his old love, the Web Warriors, as we break down the recommended expansions to pick up, a good splash character, and just kind of their general playstyle. My name is Nate, and welcome to the Gamers Guild. Awesome. Well, Will, it's always great to have you back on. If you want to give yourself a short little introduction.
Nate, it's always good to be back on the Gamers Guild. I really appreciate it. It's always a fun time. My name is Will. I do House Party Protocol. For those of you that might be uninitiated, and Web Warriors was kind of my first love in Marvel Crisis Protocol. So it's nice to be able to chit chat about them and everything. And, I'm definitely going to be putting them back on the table here soon, just because, you know, I've been playing Wizards for so long, and I need to get some spider people going again.
Get them back in your life.
Exactly.
So one thing, just to start, that is nice about the Web Warrior affiliation is because we always kind of assume that you get the core box first because it's such a good value. It has so many things that you just need to play the game anyways. Start with the core box. It comes with a Web Warrior affiliated model who plays actually really well in Web Warriors. And that is, of course, just normal, good old Peter Parker Spider-Man.
Yeah, he's actually way more solid than I think he gets credit for a lot of times, because he's one of those models that he's kind of vanilla when you first look at him in a lot of ways, but he can do a lot. That long move with the web barrier or the web line and the web appult plus his impact webbing can really put in some work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all good modes of control, and he just gets to be that much more defensive under Miles. And then, of course, you can't take him under the other leadership because, well, Peter Parker ASM is still Peter Parker.
Well, we're not in the Spider-Verse yet.
Yet. Be an awesome tactic card to maybe get someday down the road. So let's start with recommended expansions. And there's not really too much to like be like, oh, you need to get this box before this box, because there really aren't a lot of boxes to pick and choose from, really.
Yeah, exactly. There's only, I think, four.
Four with an asterisk for an arguable fifth.
There you go.
So the first one that came out was Venom. I love him, yada yada. But the first box that you absolutely would need to snag, in my opinion, is the Spider-Man Miles Morales and the Ghost Spider Gwen Stacy pack.
Oh yeah, can't leave home without him.
Yeah. In addition to just being kind of like core members of any Web Warrior list, comes with one of their very important tactic cards, and Miles' leadership is kind of the preferred one to play with, and has some nice build around strategies to it, as well as just being like a generically, hey, everybody on your team always gets to reroll one extra defense die, which is nice.
Yep, I love it. His leadership's so great, and the ability to reroll skulls. Just period, if you're controlling or contesting an objective with that leadership, means that characters that have innate rerolls get that much more interesting.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We'll dig into that a little bit later. And then the other pack that I think is kind of like the must snag pack is the other pack that comes with a leader, and that is Amazing Spider-Man and Black Cat.
Oh, no doubt. ASM, Black Cat, super great. And I really like Amazing Spider-Man, and he can be really tanky for a lot of people, but for me, it's like, seems like every time I'm rolling those dice, he's like, oh, you know, I get rerolls. Cool. I'm going to roll more blanks here. Awesome.
Yeah, but he is king of rerolls, gets the full reroll on defense. Doesn't matter what the attack type is with those enhanced Spidey senses. And then he's also got some witty banter, which is always cool.
Oh, yeah. Witty banter is one of those extremely underrated superpowers, in my opinion, where when it is deployed properly, it will really mess up your opponent's day.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there's Black Cat, who is currently like also just a really good meta pick kind of model. But in Web Warriors, she has the role of either building up some power to go and steal an objective and run away, because the Web Warriors are so objective focused usually, or she can just play the role of a stagger bot and basically lock down a six threat model on the opponent's side of the board and just allow them to do barely anything the rest of the game.
Or she could lock down a seven threat model, right?
She can try.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, I love Black Cat. She's so much fun. She's super not broken. Don't listen to what other people say. She's perfectly in line. Just don't, you know, outside of Avengers.
I think there's a little bit of tuning that she needs, but like literally only a little bit. But for the most part, I think she is just fine. So the other affiliated members are a little bit more spread out. We already mentioned Venom. He's a solo pack, so that is what it is. There is then the Bullseye and Daredevil pack that, as it currently stands, I really don't see the need to recommend that pack for Web Warriors players. What about you?
You know, I would not necessarily recommend it, per se. Like, I would not say go out, buy it, because Daredevil and Bullseye are key cogs in the Web Warrior machine.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you have Daredevil and you haven't played him in a while, you know, you felt like he kind of fell flat, which he kind of does, admittedly, kind of does. Mm-hmm. Like he's kind of flat at times. But if you haven't had an opportunity to pull off a multiple stack dice Devil's Deliverance, because it adds two dice for each non-dazed enemy character within range two of Daredevil. And so stacking that as much as possible on something like a Gamma or something, it's very fun. I'm not going to lie. It's very fun. So maybe don't run out and buy it per se, but Daredevil and getting him, you know, he moves long, which is really great. He does have the radar sense, and then being able to get the rerolls really nice, but being able to pull off a nice Devil's Deliverance, I will say, is pretty fun.
Yeah. I really enjoy bringing Daredevil in Separation Anxiety.
There you go.
But that's the extent of that, really.
Look, like I said, not a meta pick, but you know, he's still fun.
Yeah, he's still fun. He can do work. He's got the counting blanks with a reroll with Miles's leadership and stuff. But at fourth, basically what I think we're trying to say is we're going to talk about some splash characters. If you're looking to buy a pack to improve your Web Warriors, I would recommend going and getting the splash characters over Daredevil's pack.
Absolutely. I can agree with that.
Yeah. The other pack is Blade and Moon Knight, and Moon Knight being the affiliated member. And he can do some decent work with Web Warriors, but again, is not the pack that I would recommend necessarily hunting down over some of the splash characters that you can add first.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think it depends on what direction you want to go with your Web Warriors, because as we'll talk about when we go through here, you can kind of go one of two ways with them in terms of style, right? And I think that Moon Knight kind of fits one style over another better. But to be fair, he's one of my favorite characters, not just in the game, but in comics. So I will never not recommend Moon Knight. So that's just me.
Yeah, Moon Knight's a fun personality. All three of them, actually.
Exactly.
So those are the affiliated boxes. They're the two standout recommendations, which again, Miles and Gwen, ASM and Black Cat. And honestly, like if there was just a third to recommend, I would recommend Venom. Add some nice durability to the team, as well as just even more control, which is something they really like.
I'm going to interrupt you here for just a second, Nate, because I feel like we're not giving Venom his due, because I am very much on record. You can go listen to some old podcasts that I made of being like, Venom, you know, two energy defense, you know, kind of waffling on whether or not he was good or not.
Mm-hmm.
I've played a ton of games with Venom at this point. He's pretty darn good. And yes, he's a single character box, but he is a very much integral part of a Web Warriors roster, I think.
Yeah, whether you're going for the more aggressive style Web Warriors or Control, being able to yank somebody medium on his web pool without the additional restrictions like line of sight and other stuff basically means as long as he has two power, he will be able to attack somebody mm-hmm. on his side of the board. He can pull them into his line of sight, amongst other things, the ability to attack back. And most importantly, and usually, or up until recently, unique to him, the ability to heal after attacking somebody.
Yes.
And it just makes him such a pain to deal with, because the real problem with the combination of all those things is you can attack him, almost get him, but if you don't finish him off, he gets a pretty good chance at snacking back at you. And if that attack deals damage, he'll get to heal it back.
Oh, I can't tell you how many times that I've been on the other side of a Venom and being like, cool, I'm going to attack Venom with this six dice energy attack. And I'm going to leave him on one health. And now he's eating me and he's back to full. Way to go.
Yeah, and not necessarily always that extreme, but it's like, oh, I left Venom on two health. He snacks back and heals four. And so it's like, oh, well, there goes all of those resources I just spent for me taking four damage, essentially.
Exactly.
So, yeah, Venom, and also just one of my favorite characters in the game, in Marvel, etc. So, sing his praises all day long. So let's talk about some splash picks that we would add into the affiliation.
Yeah, let's do it. You want to go first?
Sure. And this is one that I think goes with either style play. So it's just a generically good splash. And that is going to be Iron Fist.
Yeah, I love Iron Fist.
He doesn't always pack a gigantic punch, but he does pretty much always have a massive impact on the game state, because he does have that 9-dice spender that's not always necessarily used for the 9-dice super punch part of it as much as it is for the guaranteed activation and or stagger with a throw that it brings with it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really great. The Iron Fist is an amazing thing, but another thing about Iron Fist that I really like in Web Warriors is, so he's got the Master Martial Artist, so he's going to be counting blanks within range 3. So if you're contesting an objective with him or you're holding an extract token, you get that Web Warrior reroll to potentially make him that much more survivable, which he really needs sometimes, and get you to that Iron Fist attack sooner. And he can kind of hold down an area on his own, which I really like. Like if you pull a crisis that's not great, you can use Iron Fist to kind of be an autonomous agent on one side of the board potentially. Mm-hmm. And then another thing I really love is you can bring heroes for hire with Web Warriors. Now Web Warriors tend to be a little bit power starved at times. And so making one of your Web Warriors characters pay the 3 to be able to do heroes for hire is sometimes a struggle, but at times it can really pay off. And being able to stack a heroes for hire with a lethal protector if you have a Venom, I think is a really fun combination.
Yeah, being able to have two in affiliation bodyguard effects that will then do additional things is really nice. I guess that's one major thing that we didn't mention for Venom on his half. Lethal Protector, fantastic card. Heroes for Hire, also fantastic. In addition to Iron Fist not being the one who pays the power because they're hiring the hero with their power, so it means that suddenly Iron Fist might hit that magical number of 8 power to then go crazy with an Iron Fist. Mm-hmm. And then Venom, of course, has his opportunity to snack back. So, yeah, the combination of Heroes for Hire being just a fantastic card that can really throw a wrench into your opponent's plans. And both of those cards are also cards that they can play on themselves, oddly enough. Sometimes it matters, but just so that everybody is aware.
Venom will play Lethal Protector on himself if given the chance, believe me.
Yep. Mostly just because he gets a free place out of it, basically. It's exactly. A little bit expensive of a place, but at the end of the day, Venom doesn't mind some extra movement.
Nope.
So, Iron Fist is my pick. He plays super defensively with the Master Martial Artist plus a reroll, but also adds to some really nice control elements with the being able to just completely downright activate a model on your opponent's side of the board.
Yeah, heck yeah. So my pick is actually kind of two characters, if you will. So you picked one character in Iron Fist, but my two characters come in the same box. So I think it makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. And this is for if you're wanting to play a little bit of a fighty style Web Warriors game. And that would be Corvus Glaive with the Reality Gem and Proxima Midnight. And shout out to Aaron from the Web Warriors Protocol, because he definitely popularized this tactic, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, Corvus Glaive is just a murder machine. And then you throw the Reality Gem on him and he can count the skulls as a critical. And then he can re-roll a skull if he's got an objective or contesting an objective. So like, you know, on defense. So like that's all just really great stuff. So I really like Corvus here. And then Proxima is one that I think is an underrated addition to the Web Warriors, because she's got that long movement. She's got the invulnerability. She's got some decent attacks. You know, her spear throw, allowing her to place within one of the target, really plays into the Web Warrior like objective play that mm-hmm. they have. So I think that can be a lot of fun. And just the both of them together, you know, even if you don't have both of them, but both of them together at 8 threat, if you're playing, obviously, Reality Gem Corvus, you really don't have too much of a problem fitting them into a Web Warriors squad and controlling that priority and stuff like that, which I think is very underrated for Web Warriors. Being able to manipulate priority as a Web Warriors player is something that can really throw your opponents off.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my pick.
Yeah, leads into the little bit more aggressive thing. I will join you that in there with my next recommended splash. And this is more of an honorable mention because it's not one that you have to go and pick up, again, assuming that you already have the Corpox. And that's Baron Zemo. Dude makes an absolutely fierce Web Warrior because all of his, as long as he's contesting or holding an objective, suddenly all those rerolls also let him reroll his skulls, which was pretty much like the Baron's one downfall. Was getting stuck after doing a Master Swordsman and rolling like three skulls. You're like, oh, well, wasted some power, not going to get great results. Being able to reroll the skulls and have basically a full reroll plus one extra reroll on attacks. And also on defense, it means he gets just two kind of innate rerolls attached to him, making him a decent little bit more durable, not like insanely or anything. But consistency helps. And
consistency.
Unfortunately, no longer the days of being able to blind obsession Baron Zemo on a D extract or something, or D secure, no longer can happen, because those were some nasty days.
Oh yeah, it was super good. I really love the Baron Zemo pick, Nate. Like, he's one of those characters that like has just consistently been good. Like, I feel like if you want to look at a character that is arguably the most perfectly balanced character in all of MCP, look no further than Baron Zemo, because everything he does is just right, but he's not overly tuned. And as for Web Warriors, again, there's a theme here. That long move, the charge, the mobility, Steel Rush is very cheap. 2 power, and then he gets a medium advance. I mean, all of those things just stack up for a character that really fits well with what the Web Warriors want to do. And then potentially giving some friends a reroll as well, that then they can reroll skulls again, caveat objective. But like, Zemo's legit.
Yeah, Zemo's a fantastic addition, and one you don't have to go search for or anything, which is great.
Exactly. My secondary recommendation, again, and this is like kind of a different style than the Corvus Proxima recommendation. If you're wanting to play that like just objective, run around the board, play objectives, be mobile, you know, do all kinds of frustrating things to your opponent, starve your opponent of power, which is very much a strategy for Web Warriors. And a character like Toad, I think, makes a great addition to the team. Being able to interact with objectives from range two keeps him a little bit safe. Getting the reroll on defense helps him survive just a little bit more, makes Slippery that much more annoying. And again, there, that's another thing. He gets attacked, he can advance medium. And he's going to get in places that you wouldn't expect him to get. So, yeah, I think Toad is great. And then being able to incinerate people for when you do have to turn that damage on, oh yeah.
Yeah, Toad's a nice pick. He's kind of the ultimate two-threat objective player at this point, I think.
Yeah.
Whether that's hopping around from secure to secure, just making sure that you are always able to flip a button or be at a point where no one else is. Toad has the movement shenanigans between Slippery, his hop, and all that other stuff to get there. He plays extracts really well. All sorts of good stuff that Toad is able to do.
100%.
And having a two-thread in the list is also always handy for some flexibility, whether you want to go ASM or you can then slide in with Toad plus a Black Cat or something like that.
Absolutely, yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about just kind of general play style and maybe what objectives you would recommend for the webheads out there looking to start playing. So the first thing I'll say is we've kind of broadly talked about the objective-focused Web Warriors and the kill-focused Web Warriors. And the lists don't look too dissimilar because a lot of the Web Warriors have some just like natural hidden killiness to them. Gwen, I think, is the one that can surprise the most people because she's able to do a freestyle beatdown, which I think costs 3 power, maybe 4. Do you remember?
Freestyle beatdown costs 3 power.
Yeah, so for 3 power, you get a 6 dice attack that if it deals damage, you also get to throw them if they're size 3 or less. So already like just a kind of generically good spender on that end of things. But then additionally, if that doesn't finish the job, her just normal base attack goes from 4 to 7 dice for the follow-up. So you can throw a pretty solid 13 dice from Gwen, who people usually see as this like character that just kind of dances around the board and does her web pulling and web lines to get people off of objectives. So there's just this like wonderfully innate duality to a lot of the Web Warrior characters.
Oh yeah.
So basically the things that Web Warriors do really well with the objectives is they have probably the most innate control over any size than anybody else in the game as far as affiliations go. Between Venom, Korbok Spider-Man, and Gwen all have a pull effect that will move them short or medium regardless of size and move them off of a secure.
Yep.
And like there's also then a couple of like throws and some other stuff that you could dive into and mention, but really like that's the core of it is making sure your opponent is not scoring secures. Usually you'll end up having last activation because you're maybe trying to go a little bit wider with what the Web Warriors are doing. And then they have great extract play because you've got Miles with his spender, which will force your opponent to drop the tokens, and then you also have Black Cat, who later in the game with the Web Warriors usually can find her way into 3 power to be able to just outright steal an extract objective from somebody.
Oh yeah. Always a great strategy, and people love it. It's super fun.
People really enjoy you stealing things from them.
Yes.
I'm shaking my head no.
yeah, you nailed it, man. Like The innate levels of control that Web Warriors have is, I think, the only other affiliation that you could say rivals their level of control would be Wakanda. But Wakanda is just kind of a different type of control. The thing about Web Warriors is their control is done from such a range, right? Like Ghost Spider, range 4. Spider-Man, Korvax, range 4. Venom, range 4. And all of these characters are doing this from a range that keeps them relatively safe. And then you mentioned Ghost Spider. She can push someone off an objective. She moves long, so she could move long, attack someone with 4 dice, then move long again, thanks to spider technique. So I think that stuff like that is just really fun. And if you can find some kind of way, if you can find some kind of way to get her an out of activation movement, or like an extra movement in turn, she can double up spider technique bonuses. She can get the extra dice plus the extra long move. But I think you can only do that in something like Midnight Suns, but still, it's fun to try.
Midnight Suns and a couple other things like Storm's X-Men can initiate it.
There you go. So I'm with you. I think that their level of control is really great. And one of the things that you kind of got to do as a Web Warriors player that I've learned over the years is you're going to live on that edge. You're going to live right on that edge between life and death. You're going to take damage. You're going to be sitting there with 3 health and being like, oh my God, I don't know if I can survive this. I'm telling you, it's nerve wracking. But once you're able to like kind of get out of dodge and using that mobility to force your opponent to only get 1 attack instead of 2 and stuff like that, that's where Web Warriors for me really become unlocked.
Yeah, 100%.
And to piggyback on your, you know, the damage ramp that you talked about with Ghost Spider, you know, Miles is another one that when you apply his web swing, place range 3, he then gets 2 attack dice on his next web line kick, taking that to a 6 dice with a wild throw of size 3 or less.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I think it's a very, very nice little secret damage dealing squad that you can put out there.
Yeah, especially when you flip the switch with the all webbed up turn, any enemy that has a slow condition on them gets hit by an extra, or you'll get 2 extra attack dice on attacks with them with any of your Web Warriors, which is where also Moon Knight starts to look really good as a Web Warrior, because suddenly his rapid fire throwing moon crescents gets to suddenly look like a 6 die attack with rapid fire and lets him shell out a ton of damage in the right circumstances.
It's so good. It's so good.
Yeah. And that kind of breaks down the 2 major play styles for Web Warriors. At the end of the day, you play to the objectives a good bit, and because the leadership really relies on it as well. Focusing in on Miles, we'll probably dive into Amazing Spider-Man's leadership and how to kind of play with that in another episode, because it is vastly different in how it plays and kind of what you need to look for to get the most out of it, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. Like, the Amazing Spider-Man and Miles Spider-Man don't have much overlap in terms of like how the leaderships play and how you play around those things, but ASM has some interesting things you can do. It's just a lot harder to pull off in the right like ways, you know what I mean?
Yep. It's something you need a little bit of practice with, need some reps with to understand when the right time to apply slow is, when's the right time to pop the slow to get somebody off of a point.
Exactly.
Stuff like that, because it does add even more control to this team.
Exactly. And one thing I want to mention, you know, we've talked about the play style of objectives and being mobile and stuff like that, and then like, you know, turning on the damage when possible. And I want to say that I think that that relates to your crisis setup more than anything. If you get a negative script crisis setup for the Web Warriors, so something where they're gonna have to fight, right? Like a slow scoring a secure or a slow scoring extract, one of the two of those, right? And having to put that fight in there, that's when characters like Korvax Glaive and Proxima Midnight can come in and kind of help with the the damage output and stuff like that. So I just want to make sure I mention that, because I think that it's all about kind of what the crisis setup is going to determine what style of game you're going to be most likely focused on.
Makes sense. All right. So with all of that said, let's just touch on, I guess, objectives that we would necessarily recommend or kind of just not recommend for them. And my big thing is the Web Warriors don't really enjoy playing the flip secures, like Deadly Meteors, Mutant Madman, stuff like that. Because as we've touched on a little bit, they're pretty power hungry models, and that there's always ways for them to spend the power effectively. And so there's plenty of times where just degrading their power supply for the first couple of turns, trying to battle over the secures, just continuously drains them of what they're wanting to spend to web swing or web pull or fill in the blank. Mm-hmm. So I recommend avoid putting those in your among your selection.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that, because I agree with you. In terms of having to pay to flip, it definitely feels bad for the Web Warriors, but they play the D-shape secure so well. And the reason they play that so well, this is one of the things that everybody always says about Web Warriors, oh, play the Ds, you know, just play with some Ds. And the thing is, it's because of the distance between objectives, the Web Warriors have an easy time getting between those objectives. And by the Web Warriors, I mean characters like Gwen, Miles with his place, and being able to be within range four to pull people off of those objectives is very much within the realm of their mobility. Mm-hmm. And that's why they play so well on those objectives. So if you're building a list, something like a Spider Portals, the portals overrun the city with spider people, it is a pay to flip, but it's not necessarily a bad pay to flip for you, but it's not one that I would highly recommend.
Yeah, I would rather see Cosmic Invasion first, personally.
So Cosmic Invasion is one that I think is really great, but the problem is you, as a Web Warriors player, generally, if you're playing that objective, you're playing that D, stick and move, run around style, Cosmic Invasion can give your opponent power. But it can also, yeah, give you power. Exactly. So, like, I think it's fine, but just be aware that your opponent's definitely going to get some power at times.
Mm-hmm.
So, another, I don't know if we want to get specific with the crisis.
No, go for it.
Another one that I really like as Web Warriors, and it's kind of one that you might not think is particularly good, but I really like it, is the Superpowered Scoundrels form the Sinister Syndicate.
Mm, yeah.
I think they play it incredibly, because not only are they going to now get their reroll on defense, they're also going to be getting cover if the opponent is not right up in their face.
Mm-hmm.
And if that opponent is right up in their face, oh, cool, I'm going to run away to another objective and pull you off the one I just left.
Yeah.
I love it. I think they play it almost better than anybody else. I know somebody's going to say Shadowlands Daredevil, and I'm like, yeah, but they play it differently.
No, Shadowlands doesn't like that one. You don't want your opponent getting cover.
That too. But I'm just saying.
I do think Kingpin has at least equal levels of play, though, there.
That's fair.
That's fair. Yeah. But I will also say objectives that can give you power, like Cosmic Cubes and Infinity Formula, are ones that I like for the Web Warriors. Because like when I'm playing something like Avengers or something, and very specifically not wanting to give my opponent extra powers, like why I lean away from Infinity Formula and Cosmic Cubes, mm-hmm. because they have a good engine for that. Shadowland Daredevil and that team already has a good engine for it. It's mostly not to give Web Warriors and other teams the advantage they need back into it. So those are some objectives that you can kind of lean into, I guess.
Absolutely. And I will say, if you win priority and you have like a Cosmic Invasion, a Scoundrels, and an Extremis, I would highly recommend choosing your secures. Like, even if your opponent has some nasty extracts, you definitely like the secures there.
Yep. And real quick, before we get into the listener questions, quick shout out to Tritex Games and War Room Hobbies, local gaming stores, sponsoring us, making the podcast, some of the YouTube stuff all possible. If you are wanting to support an LGS and you're shopping online anyway, consider using them. If you go to Tritex, use the code TritexGGCP5 at checkout. Save you an extra 5% off of the massive Sentinels that are coming out, Red Skull, plenty of goodies coming out in October that will absolutely drain your bank account. And then likewise, War Room Hobbies, use the code MCP2022, get you 10% off of whatever they have in stock. So shout out to those wonderful people who are supporting us. And then we've only got a couple questions, and that's totally on me because I did not send out the beacon for questions until far too late, and it's super early in the day over here. So first we've got Sandbox. He asks for Will to list the top 5 unaffiliated characters that don't go in Web Warriors.
Well then, let me think about this, because, I mean, let's be honest, there are so many Web Warriors characters out there, that so many characters that play well with Web Warriors. And at the end of the day, who doesn't want a reroll on defense and to be able to reroll skulls? I mean, come on, that sounds really great. But I think characters that might not play as good in Web Warriors would be a character like Carnage. I think you can. I don't think that there's anything to say that you can't play Carnage, and, like, you know, Carnage rules, and, like, if you're trying to go for that damage and all that fun stuff, like, I think Carnage can play there, but he's not my first choice when I'm trying to go for the damage list. It would be something like a Corvus and Proxima to manipulate that priority a little mm-hmm. more with them. So mm-hmm. I like that. And then let's see. I don't think a Drax particularly cares to play in Web Warriors. Like, I mean, I guess maybe, I don't know. I don't play much Drax.
I don't know. Drax gets rerolls on his attacks if okay. the target is bleeding, right?
Scratch that then. Let's put Drax in there.
Will and his 90-wide Web Warrior roster.
Look, at the end of the day, yeah, I mean, pretty much. Like, who? There's very few characters that I can sit here and, like, I'm scrolling through the list right now, and I'm like, okay, who doesn't like this? Who doesn't like this? Like, the Bear? Ursa Major, maybe?
Maybe? Sure, like, why not?
Like, maybe the Bear?
No defensive reroll for you, Bear.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, the thing about Web Warriors and the reason why I like them so much is there's very few characters you're going to feel bad adding mm-hmm. them with. You know what I mean? Like, that didn't come out right, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. No, I know what you're saying.
And like maybe Viper, just because Viper's not great. Like, let's just put Viper, but she's got a long move like that. She loves the Web Warriors. Dang it. Here we go.
She's got a placement on top of that long move.
I know. Okay. Viper. There we go. We found Viper's home finally. After
Viper's
all this
back
time.
In.
Yep. Viper's back in. Like, I don't know. Do you have any, Nate? Cause I'm over here just like stumped on like,
so kind of a weird one that I'm kind of okay saying that he doesn't necessarily need to be in there is Baron Strucker.
You know what?
Because he likes mm-hmm. his skulls. He doesn't want to reroll those skulls. He wants to keep those skulls.
That's fair. That's fair. I'll give you the Struck. And yeah. That's
but about at it. The same time, like, he would totally be fine. He gives you another strategic genius.
So, like, exactly.
Zemo on one side, Strucker on the other. Hail Hydra. And then we also have Brad. Need a debate on why Amazing Spider-Man's leadership is superior to Miles's leadership. Will, you're supposed to take on the pro for Amazing Spider-Man, while I will, I guess, argue for Miles.
Well, Brad, what a great question. Thank you so much for this question. The superior leadership, friendly neighborhood spider team. Well, a superior leadership in that if you're playing for a fight and you have a lot of Web Warriors affiliated characters, so you've got your Gwen, your ASM, your maybe Venom, but if you're trying to, like, if you have a five threat leader, maybe you want to go a little lower threat on the stuff. So, like, you've got Moon Knight you can throw in there, right? You can apply that slow special condition to people over time, and then when you pop that all webbed up, they're already slowed, and you can potentially get some extra attacks dice into people that are away from where the actual bubble of all webbed up is, and then get that bonus. So that's one reason why it's superior. The second reason is the ability to remove that condition after you beat them up a little bit and place them within range one to get them off of an objective is pretty great. So placement, unstuff, extra dice, always good with a little extra work.
Yeah. All right, sure.
But it's not bad.
I will say I do think that Miles' leadership is more universal. The build around quality is really fantastic. But really, this is a question that should not be debated by Will and I. But rather, I have somebody in mind to come in and talk about very specifically Peter's version of the Web Warriors, and they have made it work very well. So excited to bring them on at a later point in time, and they can tell you all about why Peter's leadership is the superior version.
100%. Yeah, I agree with Nate here that the Miles leadership is definitely the better one, but that's just me.
It's also the one that's a lot more plug and play, where you're just like, cool, yes, these are the ones that these are the characters I'm putting on the table. And then all you have to do is remember, oh yeah, I get an extra reroll on defense. Whereas Peter's leadership is a lot more thinky. Still very cool. I played a game against Pat Dunford, who just put on an absolute show using that leadership wonderfully and schooled me in a Web Warrior mirror and made me kind of play like, oh, this is how this works. And as a way that only few people can put on that kind of a show, and Pat is certainly one of them.
Oh yeah, I'm not putting on that kind of show. I'm just running my people around the board, and every once in a while I'm like, screw it, let's throw some dice.
Yeah, pretty much. Alrighty guys, that is all for today. Thank you all for listening. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to the email address that is in the links below, or you can find us on Facebook or YouTube. Plenty of ways to get in touch if you have questions about the game, strategies, any of that kind of stuff. And Will, one more time, if people want to find more of what you're putting out for the community, where can they find that?
Check out the House Party Protocol podcast, pretty much wherever podcasts are sold, except it's free. So make sure to check that out. And then we have a YouTube channel. It's going to start having more content here soon, so just stick tuned to that House Party Protocol over there on the YouTubes.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Awesome, guys. Again, thank you all for listening, and until next time, keep on gaming.